written by experts and authorities in the field, and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school pharmacology course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in pharmacology with the correct answers. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while taking notes, then go back and listen to areas you had difficulties with. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school course. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, different receptors, metabolism of drugs, toxicity leading to poisoning, the effects of genetics on individual drugs, diuretics, three hormones, medications for hypertension, treatment drugs for chronic heart failure, heart rhythm regulating drugs, drugs for cholesterol and lipid therapy, antiplatelet and anticoagulation drugs, treatments for depression and anxiety, drug treatments for psychosis and mania, drug treatments for epilepsy, local anesthetics and anesthetic drugs, drugs to treat CNS disorders, drugs affecting muscarinic receptors, hypo- and hyperthyroid drugs, estrogens, progestin therapy and contraceptives, ACTH and adrenal steroids, insulin therapy and glucose-lowering drugs, NSAIDs, acetaminophen and gout, drugs for asthma, penicillins and cephalosporins, aminoglycosides, antifungals and tuberculosis drugs, sulfonamides, antivirals, and chemotherapy drugs. Now, let's get started. Welcome to Section 1, Chapter 1. This chapter deals with the principles of pharmacokinetics. When you think of pharmacokinetics, you think of the flow of a drug through the body. This includes the absorption of the drug, the distribution of the drug, the metabolism of the drug, and the elimination of the drug from the body. When you prescribe a drug, you will be directly or indirectly thinking of these principles of pharmacokinetics. For a drug to be absorbed, it may need to pass several cell membrane layers on its way to a therapeutic effect. This process involves consideration for the molecular size of the drug, the ionization of the drug, whether the drug is lipid-soluble, and if the drug binds to blood proteins. Let's discuss these cell membranes for a minute. There are four common ways for a drug to cross a membrane. Key points. 1. Uncontrolled bleeding is the ultimate side effect of an anticoagulant platelet inhibitor. 2. Heparin joins with antithrombin 3 and exposes its active site. 3. Heparin is monitored using the APTT. 4. LMW heparins and fondaparinux can be monitored using XA levels. 5. Hit from heparin can be catastrophic. Stop the drug and start a direct thrombin inhibitor. 6. Heparin can be reversed with protamine. Warfarin can cause a state of increased coagulation by A. decreased factor 7, B. decreasing proteins C and S, C. inactivating prothrombin. The answer is B. decreasing proteins C and S.